Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. We learn Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Yuma, and we are in the first parak, Mishnayos Vav, and Zayin Imhaya Chacham Dorish. On the night of the Yom HaKippurim, if the Kohen Gadol was a Chacham, say, you would give the drasha. Let him go to do all the talking. Vimlav, Talmidei Chachamim Dorshim Lefanav. If not, let the Talmidei Chachamim go ahead and speak in front of him. Vimrago Lekros Kori, if he would be able to go ahead and read from Tanakh, he would do so, v'imla, but if he wouldn't, Korin Lefanav, the others would do it in front of him. Ubamak Korin Lefanav, and what would they read to him from? Be'iob, Ezra, be'divrei Yamim, they would usually talk about Iob, Ezra, and divrei Yamim. They're very interesting. Even if you're not a Talmud Chacham, you'd be kept awake. Zachari ben Kvuto, Omer, Pamim, Harbi, Karisi, Lefanav, but Daniel, I also spent a lot of time reading to him from Daniel. Now, Bikesh, Lisnamnaim, if he started to fall asleep, Pirche Kuna, Makim, Lefanav, be'etzer, tzrada, they would snap with their index fingers. And they would the Omer Mlo, and they would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol Amod. They would say to Mr. Kohen Gadol, stand up, fake achas ala ritzba, right, and let your cold foot stand on the marble floor. That'll keep you awake. Umasikanosa achegiyas manashchita, and they would keep him occupied. If they had to sing, they would have a kumzitz. They would sing sections of Tehillim of the Shir Malasin. Right, until the time of the Shechita of the Talmud would come, and then they could start doing the Avoda, which we will discuss when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.